안녕하세요, 아나입니다. Hi, it's me, Anna, and welcome back to my podcast. Before we begin today's lesson, I just want to thank you for supporting me, whether you follow me on my blog or Instagram, as well as by being my patron on Patreon. If you're not yet aware, I have a Patreon page where you can go to further support me so I can keep providing continuous content across all my platforms for you. By becoming my patron, you'll gain access to exclusive content, such as worksheets, printables, even private one-on-one tutoring, as well as super early access to these podcasts and any videos I make. And by super early, I mean anywhere from up to 2 weeks to a month in advance. Now, all you have to do is just click the link in my bio, either on my blog or my Instagram, or search for my name, Lost in My Korean Translations, on Patreon to check out my page. Okay, you ready to start the lesson? Lesson 시작! Today is the second part of our Out on the Town mini-series. This time, we'll be focusing on phrases you can use and may hear when you're out shopping. Again, I just want to give another huge shout out to my good sis for giving me this idea for the mini-series. So again, 고마워. Okay, let's get started. Just as a reminder, I said last episode that 주세요, 주세요, 주세요 would be the most useful word slash phrase we learned in this mini-series, and it still stands true. Now, you may not remember any of the vocab we'll go over this episode or any of the vocab that we went over last episode, but as long as you remember and use 주세요, 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 you can basically make it through nearly every shopping trip with just that. However, hopefully you remember the phrases and vocab from this lesson. So first up, let's learn how to say, please give me this, that, and that over there. Now, you might already know these three words since they're typically some of the first words Korean learners are taught, but if you didn't know, then you will now. 이거, 이거, 이거 means this thing, and it's used when the object is close to you. 그거, 그거, 그거 means that thing, and it's used when the object is close to the person you're talking to. 저거, 저거, 저거 means that thing way over there, and it's used when the object is not, if it isn't close to you or the person that you're talking to. A little breakdown of these three words. 거, 거 means thing. 이, 이 means this. 그, 그 means that. And 저, 저 means that over there. Now, just as a mini tangent, and I mean, you should know by now, but I go on these a lot, but I promise it'll help. If you remember from our last episode, we briefly mentioned 저기요, which in that setting is used to say, excuse me, to get your waiter or your waitress's attention. The 저 in 저기요 is the same 저 that we learned just now, but when you tack 기, 기 to it, it is translated to over here or there, depending on the context, both the verbal and the physical context of its usage. So if you're calling a waiter over, its contextual, literal translation is over here. But if you're pointing out something to a friend, then its translation, contextual and literal, means over there, like look over there. But anyway, as with ordering food or drinks, you end your request with 주세요. 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 So if you see something on display at a shop or a vendor stand, you can point and say one of the three 거s, 이, 그, and 저, based on the object's position, followed by 주세요. For example, and kind of as a mini story time, My mom and I happened to stumble upon a small, like, literal hole-in-the-wall store that sold handmade gifts and trinkets when we were going through Insadong. And that store was owned by an Ajumma. And Ajumma is a middle-aged lady in Korean and her son. Everything was so beautiful, but what really stood out to my mom were these lovely sheer shawls, I guess you could call them. And what stood out to me were these silken fans. They were just so pretty. Basically, I mean, like, the frame is made out of wood, but then the fabric part, the part that makes up the actual, like, fan part, was made out of, like, just this beautiful embroidery silk. And then a little bit further in the store were these embroidered satin coin purses. Those also stood out to me. So the shawls were right in front of us. And to give you some, like, contextual, I don't know the words that I was looking for, but basically to, like, paint the image in your head. My mom and I, we were out, like, on the street, and the table was in front of us. There were two front tables in front of us that, you know, you had to go past in order to get into the store. And so the Ajumma was standing by the door of the store, and inside the store was just this long glass counter that, like, made an L shape. And standing behind the counter was the Ajumma's son. So now that you've got that picture in your head, the shawls, like I said, they were close to us. They were at the front of the table towards us. The fans were hanging up towards the back of the table next to where the Ajumma was standing. And the coin purses, they were on the counter, like, right by the sun, basically. So my mom, she wanted to look at a specific shawl that was, like, tucked underneath a whole pile of them. I mean, it was like 15 shawls in that stack. And of course, she wanted the one at the very bottom. So I pointed to that shawl and I said, "Igo juseyo." "Igo juseyo." "Igo juseyo." Now, of course, before I said that, like, I greeted the Ajumma and said, "Annyeonghaseyo." "Igo juseyo." So, yeah, just wanted to point that out. I wasn't being rude. We had already, like, said our hellos and stuff like that. So the Ajumma smiled and she fished out the shawl for my mom. And then I pointed to the fans and I asked, "Kugo juseyo." "Kugo juseyo." "Kugo juseyo." Followed up immediately by, "Kurigo jogo juseyo." "Jogo juseyo." As I pointed with my other arm to the coin purses that were inside the store. So she smiled again. She had the cutest smile. sorry, I just remember. But she smiled at us, and then she handed my mom the shawl. She handed my mom the shawl, and then she handed me the fan while she called out to her son to come bring me one of the coin purses. So I looked over at my mom, and I could just tell from her face that she absolutely loved the shawl. Like, head over heels, we were not leaving that store without it. So I checked to see if there was a price tag on it, but there wasn't one. So I asked the Ajumma, "얼마예요? 얼마예요? 얼마예요?" And "얼마예요" means "how much is it?" Now, I don't remember the price. I think it was like 20,000 won, so roughly $20 USD, American dollars. But I remember that my mom's response to it was, "Ask her if she'll give us a discount." I mean, honestly, I should have expected that kind of, like, I really should have, considering my mom loves flea market shopping and antique shopping, and she knows how to barter. Like, this woman's negotiation skills are out of this world. She will barter at any chance that she's given. But, like I said, I shouldn't have known it, but I didn't. And I remember just immediately being like, "Oh, because I didn't remember how to ask for a discount. Like, I just remember standing there just panicked And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to ask this lady this. And of course, my phone, like, the service wasn't working, so I couldn't, like, Google, pull up, well, not Google, I couldn't pull up Naver to, like, type in discount. But luckily, though, our tour guide swept in, and she, you know, chatted with us for a second, and I was like, can you ask her for a discount? And she was like, yeah, of course. So she turned to the Aduma, and she asked for us, Harin means discount, and 주다, which we know means to give, has yet again appeared. I told you, 주다 and 주세요, they're important. They're very important. Anyway, our guide reported back to us that the Aduma would give us a discount of 5,000 won, or 5,000 won, per shawl if we bought three or more of them, which was absolutely perfect because Mom wanted to get five. So I thanked our guide for asking for us before turning to the Aduma to say, 내려주세요. 이것을 다섯 개 사고 싶습니다. 내려주세요. 이것을 5개 사고 싶습니다. Which is to say, can we get four more? We would like to buy five of these. As you've noticed, I use the native system in both of those phrases because I only wanted a small quantity of them. If I wanted 25 of them, I could use the native system still, but I more than likely use the Sino system, with 25 being 20. I mean, that just rolls off the tongue. But again, just to repeat, I asked the Aduma, 내려주세요. 이것들 다섯 개 사고 싶습니다. So, we just to break that down further, in case you don't remember, 네 means four, 다섯 means five, 더 before the 주세요 means more, and let me, oh, 사고 싶습니다, 사고, 사다, so 사다, if you chop off the 다, and you connect go to it, you can put 싶습니다, which is to wish, to want. And 사다 means to buy. That's probably a very messy explanation. I'm sorry. But yeah, so back to the story time. The Aduma motioned for her son to come back the shawls for us as she asked, 현금 아니면 카드입니까? 현금 아니면 카드입니까? 현금 아니면 카드입니까? Now, 현금 is cash, and 아니면 it means or, the connective or, and 카드, as you probably guess, means card. So what she asked us was, would you like to pay with cash or card? I responded, 현금으로 계산해 주세요. 현금으로 계산해 주세요. 현금으로 계산해 주세요. 계산하다 means to check out. Remember, we talked about this last episode? No, that's okay. So my answer was, I will pay with cash. Now, I could have just responded with 현금입니다. 현금입니다. Sorry. 현금입니다. But again, I personally like to err on the side of being too polite, especially towards elders. So that's why I use the 계산해 주세요. Now, at this point, you're probably wondering if I bought the fan and the coin purse. I didn't. While they were both so beautiful, I knew that they wouldn't be used that much by me. And I'm the type of person that if I'm going to buy something, then I need to be able to use it regularly. Like, at least once or twice a week. Or at least maybe like 6 times a month, just depending on what it is. So, I mean, I didn't... How I basically informed the Ajuma that I wasn't going to buy either of those was I didn't say anything about not wanting them because I didn't want to like offend her. I just simply put them down toward her earlier when I was chatting with my mom about the shawls, like which colors we want to get and for who we were going to get them and stuff like that. So literally just I put it down on the table by her like 5 minutes earlier before we checked out. Okay. So we finished paying and her son asks us, 영수증 필요하시대요? 영수증 필요하세요? 영수증 필요하세요? Now, if you remember from our previous lesson, and it's okay if you don't, 영수증 means receipt. And if you didn't know, 필요하다 means to need. So, knowing this, what was it that her son asked us? If you said something along the lines of, do you need a receipt? Then you're correct. Now, you could also translate it less literally to, would you like a receipt? Either way, my answer was the same. 네, 영수증 주세요. 네, 영수증 주세요. 네, 영수증 주세요. Quick, what did I say? What did I tell him? Yes, I'd like a receipt. Ta-da-da. Good job. Now, if you find that you don't need a receipt, you can respond by saying, 아니요, 영수증 필요 없어요. 아니요, 영수증 필요 없어요. 아니요, 영수증 필요 없어요. Or some variation of that, such as just 필요 없어요, which is from 필요 없다, meaning to not need, or just 아니요. As with any such exchange or interaction, just make sure that you wrap up by saying 감사합니다, 안녕히 계세요. 감사합니다, 안녕히 계세요. 감사합니다, 안녕히 계세요. Which means, thank you, bye. Let's say that you're in Hongdae and something in the store catches your eye. You walk into the store and the first thing you hear is 고객님 안녕하세요. 무엇을 도와드릴까요? 고객님 안녕하세요. 무엇을 도와드릴까요? 고객님 안녕하세요. 무엇을 도와드릴까요? I know that is a lot to be thrown right at you, but don't freak out, I'm going to walk you through it. Okay, we already know what 안녕하세요 means, so we can just toss that aside for now. You might already be familiar with the suffix 님, but if not, 님 is an honorific attached to the title that a person may hold. So 고객님 means customer. So, 고객님 can be very loosely translated to valued customer. Now, you might hear 손님 instead of 고객님 since they're basically synonyms, but 손님 has a more nuanced meaning of guest. So, you're likely to hear it in any situation where you can be considered a guest. Now, knowing this, you now know that 고객님 안녕하세요 means hello, valued customer, or something like that. Now, I do want to make a note that after greeting you and before asking the next sentence in our mock dialogue, the employee will likely say 블랭입니다, which means welcome to blank. Now, I left that sentence out because I don't want to get in trouble for like copyright issues, the same store name, so just being on the safe side. But anyway, moving on to the next sentence in our mock dialogue, which is 무엇을 도와드릴까요? Now, first off, 무엇 means what, and you're probably very familiar with its contracted form, 뭐, 뭐. See, I can't say that word slow for you because it just sounds weird to me saying it slow because I'm so used to going 뭐. But as you know, Korean sound changes are very weird. But anyway, the mien, the m sound in 뭐 when it's contracted into 뭐, more often than not is pronounced as the b. So it sounds like 뭐, but really it's still 뭐. But anyway, so yeah, 뭐, 뭐, 뭐. Is the contracted verb of 무엇, and I'm sorry if that's confusing, but yeah, just remember that those two, 무엇 and 무엇, are the same word. Okay, the next word in this sentence is 도와, 도와, which is the basic form of 돕다, an action verb meaning to help. So 도와 comes from 돕다, which means to help. The last part of the sentence is 드릴까요, 드릴까요. Now, I know I've said the specific word in the previous lesson, but I didn't explain what it means or how it's used. 드릴까요? It comes from 드리다, 드리다, which is the honorific form of 주다, which is the action verb meaning what? To give. I told you, 주다, 주세요. Very important. They keep popping up. Now, 드릴까요 roughly means, would you like me to, or shall I? And it's used when you are offering someone your help, or you're offering to do a favor for someone. So if we put all the translated meanings of the words in this sentence together, we get, literally, what would you like me to help you with? Or much more loosely and more naturally sounding, may I help you? Now, if you don't need help with anything in particular at the moment, you could say 아무것도 없어요. 아무것도 없어요. 아무것도 없어요, which here means there's nothing I need help with. Of course, be sure you return the employee's greeting first before saying anything else. So you would say 안녕하세요. 아무것도 없어요. And then you, of course, could follow by saying 감사합니다. Which is thank you, so you say, hi, I don't need help with anything, thank you though. Now, later on, if you do find yourself needing help, you can say, 저기요, 좀 도와주세요. 저기요, 좀 도와주세요. 저기요, 좀 도와주세요. Which is, excuse me, could you help me? Now, regardless of when you need the employee's help, if you need it, you can respond to them asking, 무엇을 도와드릴까요? By saying, 을 or 을 살펴보려고요. 을 / 을 살펴보려고요. 을 / 을 살펴보려고요. Let's break this down, but this time we are going to start at the end. So, 요고요, 요고요, if you're being polite, you can add the 요 to it, is a verb ending that is used to express your intention to do something. Now, you could just say 사려고요, which is I intend to buy blank. It's very straightforward, right to the point. But as we're starting to see more often, it's more common for softened language to be used, such as using 좀 when making a request of someone. In this case, the softener, and so I like to call them, is the 가 attached to 가려고요. So the 가 comes from 가다, which is the action verb to go. So the phrase 사가려고요, 사가려 go yo sa kario go yo takes on the nuanced meaning of I'm going to buy blank. Now, that nuance doesn't quite translate well into English because English itself is a very technical, more direct language. But just take a moment to think about it. If someone tells you they intend to do something, more often than not, we take it to mean that there is zero chance they will change their mind. However, if someone tells you that they're going to do something, then you're more likely to take it that there's some chance that they'll change their mind and do something else. It's a very subtle difference, but it's there. Same with its Korean counterparts. So going back to the sentence, depending on what you buy, you'll attach one of the object particles, 를 or 을, to it. For example, if you wanted to buy a pair of pants, with pants being 바지, 바지 in Korean, you would say 바지를 사가려고요. 바지를 사가려고요. 바지를 사가려고요. If you didn't know or remember the word for pants, 바지, you could just point to them and, depending on the relative location to you and the employee, say 이것을 사가려고요 or 그것을 사가려고요 or 저것을 사가려고요. Got it? Good. Alright, let's say I was out shopping with you and there was a jacket in the store that I wanted, but it was pink. Apologies ahead of time if this next statement that I'm going to say offends you. 그렇지만 제가 핑크색은 정말 싫어요. Ugh, I hate pink. Like, really hate pink. Never liked it, like I never will. So I would ask the salesperson, 다른 색이 있어요? 다른 색이 있어요? 다른 색 있어요? Now, 다른 comes from the descriptive verb 다르다, meaning to be different. And 색 means color. And of course, 있다 means to have or to exist. So, 다른 색 있어요 means, do you have it in another color? Now, I personally always gravitate to black clothes, so I could ask them, 이 자켓 검은색 있어요? 이 자켓 검은색 있어요? 이 자켓 검은색 있어요? With 검은색, 검은색, 검은색 being black or black color. But what if I needed it in a different size? So it did come in black. The sales lady handed it to me and was like, here you go. And I noticed that, you know, the size wasn't right, which would more than likely happen considering I'm pretty tall with a true hourglass shape, which is two things that already make shopping hard enough for me as is, but definitely that much harder in Korean considering most Korean women are petite and have a pretty similar body shape or body shapes across the board. It's not super varied just from what I have seen when I went and of course like consuming Korean media and things like that. Anyway, so because of this, the clothing sizes run about one size smaller than American sizes. As a side note, I will include a size conversion chart in my script as well as a list of colors and clothing items for you to cross-reference. So if you'd like to get all of that plus extra vocab and phrases that I don't cover in this lesson, be sure to check out my Patreon page. Anyway, so the jacket that I would like to buy only has smalls and mediums on display, and so of course the sales lady would have handed me probably a medium. So I could ask, similarly to asking about the color, 다른 사이즈 있어요? 다른 사이즈 있어요? 다른 사이즈 있어요? Or does it come in another size? Let's say that I'd like to know if it comes in a large. For that, I would ask, 라지 있어요? 라지 있어요? 라지 있어요? Do you have a large? We'll pretend it's my lucky day, and it does indeed come in a large, But knowing what I know about cave sizes, I want to try it on. So I could ask, 이 자켓 입어봐도 돼요? 이 자켓 입어봐도 돼요? 이 자켓 입어봐도 돼요? No, I didn't ask someone if I could see the lips of a jacket or something crazy like that. 입어 comes from the action verb 입다, which, when referring to clothes, means to wear. And 보다, which typically means to see or to look, takes on the meaning of to try to when it's used with another verb. Now, 보다 is a little weird because it takes on very different meanings depending on how it's used. I mean, honestly, I'll likely do an episode dedicated to just 보다 sometime in the future. So, for now, suffice to say, it means, is it okay or is it all right in this sentence? So, 이 자켓 입어봐도 돼요 means, can I try this on? Or more literally, is it all right if I try this on? So, if I try it on and it fits, I know I'm going to want to buy it. So, I'll look at the price tag and decide if it's 비싸다. Bisada, expensive, or sada, inexpensive. If it's bisada, I could sadly declare haikul, 너무 비싸요, before I hang it up and hang up my dreams of styling and profiling in it. Now, of course, you know, if I was determined to have it, I could ask the sales lady, or the salesperson, excuse me, 세월이 있어요? 세월이 있어요? With E being a subject plural. So, 세월이 있어요? Which means, is there a sale? Because I am all about getting a good deal. Now, if we weren't out shopping at the store, if we were back at the shop owned by the Azuma, I could, of course, try my hand at asking for a discount or something. Or I could even still use 세월 있어요. But let's just say that, you know, the stars are aligned, everything is working, my luck is on like 10,000, and the jacket is 싸다. It's inexpensive. I can afford it. Then I would definitely excitedly claim, 샀네요! 샀네요, which means, oh man, it's cheap. Well, not really cheap. I don't want to say cheap, but oh wow, what a good price. Basically, it's what 샀네요 can translate to. And so I would shout that before immediately buying it before someone else can snatch it up, because that has happened to me and I have learned my lesson. But yeah, at any rate, you now know everything that you need to know to go forth and shop till you drop. Yay! 그럼 that's all for today. 다시 한번 감사합니다. Thank you so much for your continuous support, and I'll talk to you guys next time. 안녕! Bye!